Doris Granny D. Haddock says she was never involved in politics until 1998, when she read about Congress debating a tobacco subsidy in the middle of the night. The idea got her angry because she thought lawmakers were bending to the political influence of corporations. Haddock wrote her senators to urge them to pass the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill. She remembers how they responded.
Dear little old lady, do not stress yourself. We're going to take care of this. We're going to sign the McCain-Feingold bill.
But at the time, they did not. The bill bounced around and failed regularly at the Capitol. Granny D. Haddock, that's her legal name now, by the way, decided the issue needed more attention. She got an idea for how she could help.
If I walked across the country at my age, at the age of 89, maybe I could get attention and make people understand what this McCain-Feingold bill was all about.
So she did. Haddock started in California in January and walked her way across the United States to the nation's capital. A watered-down version of McCain-Feingold passed 2 years later that put limits on so-called soft money donations and required candidates to identify themselves on broadcast ads. Since then, Haddock has traveled around the country speaking on campaign finance.
I have 16 great-grandchildren. I do not want this country to become other than a democracy, and it's fast. We're fast losing it.
Haddock says her appearance in Wisconsin is especially timely. That's because it comes a few days before a legislative panel is set to hear debate on boosting public financing for political campaigns. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.